Good morning, Chicago, and welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app on a beautiful Tuesday with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we've got Jay Moore, we got you here on this three-hour ride still to come. We're going to hear from friend of the show, teammate Mark Silverman. He's got some news for us coming up at 9:35. You got to hear right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. But Cap, we have to talk about something that is special interest to everyone. Everyone can relate to what we're going to talk about here. And it doesn't matter if you're in a townhouse or an apartment, if you have your own home, high rise, whatever it is, you can relate to an annoying neighbor. There's no question about that. It's always that one. The only thing I can tell you is that I have a neighbor that always wants to talk about the Bulls. Cap, like as soon as I step foot out on to my porch, and if I see him watering his grass or if he's getting his steps in, he stops and asks me a Bulls question. I don't talk to you about the Bulls every day.
Correct.
But every day, my neighbor asks me about the Bulls. And if I have to duck him, I will. You never seen a big man move as fast. Here he comes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here he comes with the Bulls question. So I'm moving fast just to avoid him, Cap, because it's like every day with the Bulls, really?
Really?
Every day? No, how's your family?
Yeah.
Okay. None of that. You know, like how's your car? You know, the siding of the house? Nothing like that. Bulls. Every day. So I run away, if I can, to avoid him, like a blur. Big blur, wow. But a blur nonetheless. So we always know about the annoying neighbor, but we have a special interest story that people could really relate to.
So when I worked down the dial on the Spike Odell show.
WGN.
WGN. The executive producer was this amazingly cool girl named Tracy Huvelman. Tracy is now way past the hijinks of the radio days, and she's a mom and lives in Downers Grove. And I don't go on Facebook. Like, when I tweet a recap or a thought, some of it goes to Facebook because I have it already linked up. But I don't hang out on Facebook. Haven't in years. Somehow, some way, I was watching the games last night, and I'm clicking around on my phone, and a post from her pops up. Because we're friends. I love her. She's awesome. She has a family. She's got two kids in school. She goes out the garbage can day, and there is a letter left for her. Her name now is Tracy Weiner.
Weiner?
I think it's Weiner.
Okay.
Ms. Weiner.
Yes.
I can't believe every trash day I see your garbage cans out after 6 p.m. when I pick my husband up from the train. Can't your kids get them when they come home from school? My Larry has returned the cans since the fifth grade. And today, he's a very motivated self-starter who always asks, what more can he do, both at work and at home? Aren't your kids capable of anything? I really question your guidance as a member of the grade school board. Yeah, Karen.
Now, Shay, put that on the poll, please, at ESPN 1000. When you say pretentious... When you say my Larry, pretentious a-hole or not, put that out there and see how that comes back.
Correct.
My Larry. My Larry. How suburban is that?
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Christ. Give it to me again, Calf. Just one more time just so it can sink in.
Ms. Weiner, I can't believe every trash day I see your garbage cans out after 6 p.m. when I pick up my husband from the train. I'm sure he's thrilled to see her. He rides home.
Oh, God!
With the same 10 schmoes on the train. Ah, here she is.
He's got his attaché case. There she is. Oh, God. The day was going so well. Hi, hon. How was your day? Drive it.
Hey, we're going to the bar to get a beer. You want to go? Oh, here she is. I guess not. Can't your kids get the garbage cans when they come home from school? My Larry has returned the cans since the fifth grade. And today is a very motivated self-starter who always asks, what more can he do both at work and at home? Aren't your kids capable of anything? I really question your guidance as a member of the grade school board. Yeah. Shh, Karen. Tracy replies. She tapes this on the garbage can and leaves it out in front of the house. Dear Karen, thanks for your mailed anonymous letter. If your Larry is such a motivated self-starter looking for something more to do, he's certainly welcome to bring my cans in for me in a more timely manner. Thanks for your concern. Kindly, your neighbor.
Oh, my God.
And then she goes on to post that her kids don't get home from school some nights till 8 or 9 because they play sports. I'm pretty proud of my school board tenure, too. I'll try to remember to bring the cans in tomorrow. You have yourself a nice day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, my Larry. Oh, my God,
so if
Cap.
You're the jackass that wrote the letter to my friend Tracy in Downers Grove, you're an idiot.
Oh. I hope they call.
I hope they do.
Cap. Come on, man. Don't you have anything better to do, Karen? Like, do you have anything better to do?
Like, garbage day at my, where I am is today. So I bring the cans out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're supposed to put the cans out at after 6 o'clock. Well, one of my neighbors puts them out at, like, 5 o'clock because he leaves and he has, like, a second job at night.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Do you think I go to him and go, hey, Jordan, you're an hour early with the cans? No. Who cares? I got better other things to do with my life. So this idiot in Downers Grove firing on my friend Tracy Huvelman Weiner.
Yeah.
You're a clown.
I don't understand.
Karen.
That doesn't, by the way, it doesn't mean your property value goes down because the cans are not brought in a timely fashion.
It's not like she's leaving the cans out there covered in fungus for a week. It's like till the kids get home. She's picking them up from school. Man, this world, man.
I got to tell, all this suburban strife just makes me so glad I live in the city. Just walk my bags out to the alley, throw them in the cans, and that's it. No worries.
This is why this stuff goes viral, and people can't believe it. They think, oh, it's stage, it's stage. No, there's crazy people like that out
there.
When people turn on the camera, all right, no one's going to believe this. Record. Bleep. Let's put this on. All right, Karen, what were you saying about my cans? What was that?
Right.
Seriously. So how do you deal with an annoying neighbor? You heard the story from Cap there. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. She's classy, Cap, your friend, because I would have had a much more sternly worded letter than that.
Go F yourself.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
The South Side way. Stick it up your bleep. Something like that.
Correct.
It would have been been very short, that letter I would have sent. Seriously.
Unbelievable.
You know, my Larry. Cap. What if Mindy said, my David, oh, God, first of all, never say my David.
Correct.
Like, you own the guy? My Larry.
Well, I think my Larry is her son.
Still.
Is that her son or her husband?
Husband. Husband. Like, my Larry. How pretentious is that?
Unbelievable.
It's like written in the 1960s, like an Ann Landers letter.
Correct.
That's what it is.
My Larry.
You know, my Larry. Sleep off.
Tracy Huvelman Weiner, you are the greatest.
To me, an annoying neighbor, Cap. Now, thank goodness that you are a barfly, someone that gets along with everybody. Thank goodness. You communicate with people. You know, you're not a bad person at all. So that's good. But there's always those. There's always one in the neighborhood. It's always someone that's an annoying neighbor.
Correct.
Do you know I have a neighbor, Cap? You know, in the city, you have those, those railings that are wood. They're wooden.
Yeah.
The old school. You've been in the city to see that. That's usually a back porch.
Yeah.
This guy put up new railings. It doesn't go along with the rest of the block that has the old steel railings on these raised ranches like I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go up 8 steps to get into the. No, Cap, he put the wooden railings out front. Something that would be in the backyard, he put it in the front yard for his new railings. It wood, not metal, or not steel. So you know that's an eyesore in the neighborhood, right?
A blight.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I mean, obviously I look down on that. I don't know what to say about that, but that's annoying. That's bad. I mean, look at the rest of the block. I mean, read the room or read the block. Everyone has these steel, you know, railings. Elderly neighborhood. I'll paint the picture for you. Elderly neighborhood, right? Michelle and I are like the youngest people on the block.
So everyone else is retired for the most part. Old cops, retired firemen, just, you know, old lawyers, all that. Wooden cap. What do you think that looks like? It's like, oh, that's a beautiful home. What's that on the corner?
Correct.
Just annoying. It's just very strange.
Has anyone said something to this person?
Well, we've talked as a community about it and pointed at it.
We need to get him to fix that.
It's exactly right. Here's someone who knows how to deal with an annoying neighbor, Vicky. Vicky, good morning.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Vicky.
You're not living in Downers Grove now, are you?
No, but this happened to me because we're not supposed to have our cans out till like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But frankly, if I'm like running errands, I get home at 3, then I put them out right then and there, you know, especially in the wintertime. I got my shoes on already, all that. Anyway, one time a neighbor said something to me about it. And I just looked at her, and I think this was pretty quick after I moved in and my, you know, just finished with my divorce. And I was, you know, living alone for the first time really in my whole life. And just trying to figure out life in general. And I just looked at her and I said, you know what? I am doing the damn best that I can right now.
And did and any was, response?
Nope. And not a word has been said since.
Yeah. I mean, why do people have to stick their beak in everyone else's business?
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, she's, you know, not the most pleasant person to live next door to. But there's worse things in life, I figure. So, you know.
No relationship now.
Oh, no. We don't even, because one time she yelled at me for talking to her husband, for saying something to her husband. So now I just don't say anything to either one of them.
Wow.
I would suggest sugar in the gas tank, Vicky. Go right ahead.
They do leave their cars out at night.
So I'm glad that's crossed your mind.
Vicky, never thought of that, though, but I appreciate the suggestion. Have a great day, guys.
Vicky, thank you. ESPN Chicago app, here's Ken in Aurora, Colorado on Cap and J-Hood. Hey. All right, Kenny.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Okay, I have MS, and so I walk very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I need my receipt. And because of that, I used to walk really bad, coming home from work in our apartment complex. And our across the hall neighbors used to bitch and moan to my wife saying that I was out drinking all the time. That I really didn't have a job for the federal government. And so when my wife told me this, I said, all right, I'll get back at them. So what I did was every night as I was walking back to our apartment, I would literally, and I mean literally every night, I would run my whole body into their front door.
Oh,
because wow. Of how annoying they were to us. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I know. Pretty mean. But I don't care.
Ken, you ran your body into the door?
Yes, every night. Every night when I came home until they finally apologized. Yep.
So you said, y'all, you want a drunk? I'll show you a drunk. I'll just run into your door, right?
And I did it every night. I loved it. My wife could not stop laughing. Yep. And they were the annoying neighbors.
That's
not
amazing.
Me. Yeah.
All right. God bless.
All right, kid. We appreciate the telephone call. That's how you deal with an annoying neighbor, Cap.
Guy has MS, and they're like, that guy's a drunk. Wow.
I mean, really? Just the ignorance.
The ignorance.
Learn about your neighbors. You don't have to completely put your beak in their business, but you can learn about your neighbors.
The way he's walking, he's drinking every day. No. Wow. How stupid would you feel? Look at that guy weaving out there, drunk. No, actually, SMS.
Who's the douche?
Oh, my God. Bobbing and weaving through the... Look at this guy. He's drunk every night. He has MS. Oh.
Sorry.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. That's amazing. Greg and Elgin on ESPN 1000. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're great.
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, good. You know what? To caveat off of those other callers I've been listening to, I've lived in the association for 15 years, and the first 8 years I lived here, every year I got a letter from the association saying something was wrong. The pinnacle of it was – The last time something happened was the Bears playoff, the double doink game. I was invited out to watch it in Chicago. So I took my garbage cans out because I didn't want to be doing it when I was getting home at 10 o'clock at night. And so that week I get a letter from the association about my garbage cans out too early, that I had to end up going to the homeowners association to protest it, and my landlord, who's a lawyer, had to come with to fight it. And the point I was making to them was, like, this person's taking a photo from their car. Why are they holding a phone taking pictures while they're driving in their car?
Yeah.
And they threw it out and all that. And it's just like the foolishness of, like, people sticking their nose into things.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for the call, Craig. Yeah, people, they got to get involved in everyone else's business.
Imagine putting your cans out too early. That's my fear, Cap, of leaving the city, if we ever leave the city. There's no HOA in South Shore. You can do what I want to do.
Right.
But the idea that if I move to the suburbs.
Well, there's no HOA unless you're in a development.
Well, correct.
Now, the high-end areas that you're looking, I know,
mm-hmm.
those are HOAs.
That's the fear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a mild-mannered citizen, I do have a trigger.
Oh, believe me.
So there's that.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. How do you deal with an annoying neighbor? Also still to come, Sterling is, it's amazing. Every week there's something with this guy. It's always something.
Yeah, he has.
It's not necessarily always his fault, though. It's just like, circumstances.
You know what it is, Woody? I have bad luck. I have bad luck.
It's just circumstances. We have to get to this. Also, our teammate Mark Silverman is going to be with us at 9:35 with something that he's been working on. We'll tell you about that as we move forward here on this Tuesday morning. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 with breaking Cubs news. Here's David Kaplan. Cap?
So the Cubs have a prospect in the minors by the name of Cade Horton.
Oh, boy.
Top number one pitching prospect in all of minor league baseball.
Oh, boy.
Paul Skeens got called up, right? Didn't he, by the Pirates?
Hell of a name.
Yeah. So now our guy's number one. He has been dealing at AA. I watched him the other day. Oh, man, is he good. Some big Cubs news from Tommy Burch in Iowa. The Cubs are promoting prize pitching prospect Cade Horton to AAA. He will join the Iowa Cubs effective immediately.
That farm report brought to you by Farm and Fleet. Find value. I mean, come on.
At Farm and
Fleet. What are you giving, farm reports now?
That's big.
No, it's not big.
Make
the big leagues
first.
Should
get that in the almanac? By the way, correction, Paul Skeens has not yet been called up.
All right, so our guy's number two. Skeens is number one.
God almighty.
Yep.
Hottest team in Chicago. You're giving farm reports like you're on GN.
That's a big news.
No, it's not.
Fit. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not. You know what's big? He's in Wrigley Field with 40,000 people cheering him on. That's when it's big, pal.
Then that's
you. You want to do sports radio in Des Moines? Have at it.
Oh, wow.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Anyway. Guys, he has caps. Anyway, so, in terms of...
I'm telling you.
In terms of Shane Orley, we need to talk about Shay because he's always in these odd circumstances. What's the issue now?
Do you remember a few months ago when the Taylor Swift movie was coming out? My wife wanted to go, so I was going with her, and we went to the AMC, and they told us that our ticket was invalid because they sold too many.
Yeah.
Another bad luck instance. Last weekend was my wife's birthday weekend. And they had this, like, candlelight string quartet playing a tribute to Taylor Swift. And she really wanted to go to this thing. It was, like, going to be this romantic date night. We're going to this concert, whatever. So we arrive at the venue, walk in, 5 minutes before the show starts. We get the usher to tell us where our seats are, start walking to our seats, and out of nowhere, just hear, bam, loud as hell. And I'm, like, shocked. I turn around. I'm trying to figure out what happened. All I see is a cloud of dust exploded over the front row. And as it clears up, I look up. There's a piece of the ceiling missing. It fell from the ceiling and hit a guy in the head in the front row.
Is he hurt?
Oh, badly. I mean, gushing blood. He's sitting in the front in his chair. He's holding the back of his head. They have, like, paper towel, and it's just dying red faster than they can do anything about this. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, they're for sure moving us out so they can help this guy. And, of course, they announce, everybody, please, if you could exit the room, we have to make sure that this guy's okay. A couple minutes later, while we're waiting in the lobby, they come out. Tonight's show is going to be canceled. Send an email, and we'll try to work out how we're going to handle this. So I'm like, okay, whatever. We get our money back. This sucks. We have terrible luck, apparently, going to Taylor Swift-adjacent things for my wife's events. Whatever. I send the email, and these people get back to me and say, we don't have the ability to refund you. We'd like to offer you an exchange.
Wow.
You're telling me I went to an event and watched a man get crushed by a piece of the ceiling falling.
At what theater is this?
It was the Arts Center of Oak Park.
Mm.
And the best you can offer me is an exchange to another event where the ceiling fell on a person.
Okay, so I brought your story, and I didn't know all the details. I just knew you had told Hoodie and I and Jay Moore that you had gone and it got canceled. I brought it up to Mindy. Apparently, my son and daughter-in-law, Jenny and Garrett, went to see some band they like. They navigated traffic. They live in the far north suburbs. Navigated an hour and a half of traffic, got downtown. As they're getting parked, they get an alert on their phone. The concert is canceled. But there'll be no refunds.
That's not right.
And so they had to go back. Like 3 weeks ago, they said, can you watch the kids? That concert that got canceled, they did it another date. And so she had to get off of work. She's like, we would have just taken the money back. But they had already paid for it, so they went.
That's not right. And I blame, and Jay Moore, this is your fault. It's your fault. You're part owner of that building in Oak Park, don't you?
Absolutely not.
Aren't you?
What the hell, man?
Wait, do you not own property? Don't you own a property? I think that's the property. This is on you.
It's not that one.
What did you do with the renovations? The ceiling is crushing, folks.
Wait a minute.
Not on me.
Jay Moore, I don't understand how come you won't give Shay his money back. I think that's very odd.
Yeah, next time hire people to do the renovations. Don't do it yourself.
Wasn't me, guys.
Okay.
Am I wrong if I say I had a traumatic experience and I just want a refund? Obviously, the guy who had the ceiling fall on him had a traumatic experience, but I had to bear witness.
See?
Well, am I being insensitive here?
No, here's what happens. See what's happening, Cap. He's adding on, right? It's one thing. He can't just come up there like, hey, you know what? We can't see the show. The show's canceled. It's, you know, I should get my money back. He adds on the sprinkle of, it was a traumatic experience for me to see that man hurt. I would like to have my money back.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So I don't sue you.
Right.
I'm letting you up front. I was like, he needs a guide dog, you know, for this traumatic experience. He's saying it was traumatic for me. I'd like to have my money back.
They better have insurance for that guy that got hit. I tell you that.
I need emotional damages. I had to watch this poor guy bleed out in the front row.
That's where all the refunds are going.
Did they take the guy away on a gurney?
The guy.
There was an ambulance waiting outside. We didn't wait around. We just walked to the car.
You know what? You come up to him and say, I'd like to have my refund. Nope. Well, I just want you to know I'm from Detroit. And I know Judge Mathis. And if you want to be on TV.
Well, I trained at the Kronk Gym.
That's right.
I thought you were going Tommy a different Hearns. Angle. Well, listen, I'm going to get my refund, whether you give it to me or I take it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get it.
No. I know he always has a knife ready. Yeah, it's part of the city. But the point is that he knows Judge Mathis and Jalen Rose. And and he will do something about it. Now, if you're not going to do anything about it, if you want to be on TV, you want to be on Channel 26, I'll put you on right now. I'll sue you. And by the way, not insensitive. The answer to the question is you're not insensitive for asking. You don't get your money back?
That's crazy.
Okay, so Cap, we go to a concert together. We find out that the person has laryngitis, can't sing. Okay, so I don't get the money back on my credit card.
We were born to run. We're going to have to cancel this show.
Bob Seger.
Yeah. You know what else? Hody, you know what was really insane? Not only will they not refund me, they said in exchange for an event of equal or lesser price,
no,
and I will still have to pay the ticket fees because they're not included.
Not
I'm
right.
like, are you out of your mind? And the next version of this concert is in Rockford. No shot.
No,
no shot. Give me my money. Like, what are we doing here?
Right. Did you pay with a credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, then why don't you just call your credit card company?
Cap.
Chase. Yeah. I paid for these tickets. They canceled the show, and I want my money back. They won't refund it. We'll take care of it. Thank you.
You heard what the man said. Rockford. My God.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Quad Cities wasn't close enough? Holy smokes. Cap.
Your next edition of this show in Carbondale. Holy. Enjoy.
I mean, really? Oh, I'll drive 3 hours to go see that. No, I will not.
Yeah, pass.
The new home of the Chicago
Hard
Bears.
Pass. Rapid City, South Dakota. That's where it's at.
Holy smokes.
Damn.
Put that on the poll, please. I like for other people to respond to this and see whether or not they feel like that's insensitive. I do not. You should get your money back.
Yeah, 100%.
So we'll put that on the poll at ESPN 1000, that story, and let people be able to respond to that all day. We've got some news from Sylvie he's been working on regarding the Chicago
Bears. It's not anything that he's reporting that it's done, but he has been on this, and we should discuss it with him.
Yeah, we'll talk to Sylvie.
Bears related.
Talk to Sylvie coming up next here on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and J Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Greeny comes your way at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 3. Waddle and Sylvie, 2:30 to 6 into the Sox and the Twins right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000, as we turn to the hotline.
The Car X Tire and Auto Teammate Hotline.
It's different.
That's it.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Good morning, Sylvie. How are you?
Good, Hoodie. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Sylvie. Waddle and Sylvie. Afternoons, okay. 2:30 to 6. Sylvie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, I've been waiting to be introduced that way. Been listening.
Right, you were jealous of Waddle always getting Tommy. Good morning, how are you?
And it makes me laugh every single time.
The best.
Every single time.
And I always am on edge because he gives the Francesa in the middle of talking yells. I'm always on edge till he does it. So, Sylvie, the Hard Knocks. The Bears have resisted and pushed back. What are you hearing about Caleb and the Dunze and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and all of this? The Bears make perfect sense.
Well, let me give you background. So, like, this was going around Twitter this morning, I guess, and I think it caught your eye.
Yep.
I want to say first, like, I have no concrete new information as of this time. I know Carmen and I have been hearing, though, recently, and we've both been saying in our shows, that it is a possibility now. The Bears are one of three teams that the NFL could force. And a little background, I've written about it before in my column, that what I've been told within the organization, and George has been very public about this, that he has no interest in doing Hard Knocks. And while the league can always force certain teams who don't have a new head coach and haven't made the playoffs to do Hard Knocks, because the Bears are the charter franchise, and because, like, for instance, this year, what I've been told inside the organization, that the Bears are always amenable to say, hey, we're going to do a home game in London. We're fine with that. Hey, we're going to do the Hall of Fame game, and we're playing an extra preseason game. We're agreeing to that. In the past, the league has always been, okay, you're agreeable to doing this, we'll give you a pass on Hard Knocks. It's a wink, wink organization with the Bears. So they've never forced them to do it. But now, with them being the hottest story in the league, with Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen now being a Charger the entire time of his, in his career, coming to a new team, the Bears on the up, the Bears trying to get a new stadium. Don't forget, you've got Jonathan Owens, who's a new Bear coming from the Packers, and you're like, big deal, he's a backup. Simone Biles is his wife. Simone Biles is going to be competing at the same time in Paris in her last Olympics. Think about how juicy of a story that is while that's going on. Remember when the Lions were in this a couple of years ago, there was an athlete on the Lions married to one of the Lions. This is Simone Biles, though, one of the most decorated athletes in Olympic history who is married to a Bears player. There are so many other stories with Adunze, this up-and-coming defense. Think about what Jalen Johnson said at the podium, what he's been dealing with, that he volunteered. There are so many great stories that now we've been hearing that the league may in fact say, okay, you guys could be getting Hard Knocks.
Do the Bears need to do Hard Knocks, Sylvie?
Do they need to? Like,
yeah. That's a different question. League, yeah.
Well, I mean, if the league says they have to, they need to. Like I said to when we had Kevin Warren in studio, Hoodie, my last question to him was, are you is there any new news on Hard Knocks? And he said, and he kind of like paused and he said, no. And I said, are you against Hard Knocks? And everyone has always gave me a firm no. And he didn't say no. And I thought that was an interesting answer too. Again, there's no new news. I'm not telling you they're getting it for sure. I'm just saying, what's been the top story in this offseason? And I think it's and the number one thing that I've always gotten in resistance from Bears fans and the Bears is, this is going to be a distraction, Sylvie. Why do you want this? The Bears are going to – why do you want cameras in the building? It's going to be hard enough. Guys, last year there were no cameras in the building. The Bears got blown out by a Packer team that was starting anew in the opening game. The Bears started 0-4. They were embarrassed in Kansas City. They lost in Tampa Bay. They continued to lose and lose and lose. They created their own drama without cameras. Maybe cameras will keep them on their toes. Nothing, like, they haven't beaten the Packers in 10 straight matchups without cameras. Mm-hmm. What could cameras possibly add as a distraction? This has been a franchise already that has not been able to produce. I don't think cameras are going to add any layer of a distraction to this franchise.
I also think it would be super freaking cool that they go to this new level with the hottest stories in the NFL. All it does is build your brand.
I agree. Like, lean into this, right?
Yeah.
This is not your grandfather's Bears anymore, and thank goodness. And that's what we've been talking about, Cap and Hoodie. Like, that's all we've been saying is those days are done. This is a new era of Bears football. Get it out of the way. It helped the Lions. The Lions in their year, like, took a major step forward. I think Eberflus was a part of the experience for the in-season Hard Knocks when he was a part of the Colts. And I believe he always said it was a pretty good experience. It is what you make out of it. Mm-hmm. You could look to the Jets last year. This didn't hurt the Jets. What hurt the Jets was Aaron Rodgers getting hurt in the fourth play of the season. Lean into it. The league right now lets you edit out the stuff that will compromise you for your opponent. They're in the Hall of Fame game. Devin Hester's going in. Mongo's going in. That's another great story for the Bears. There are so many great stories that I believe it will be the most interesting year for Hard Knocks if the Bears do get forced to do this. So I think the Bears should embrace it.
Agreed.
And lastly, Sylvie, we saved this for you because you and Jesse put Colin Cowherd's feet to the fire when it comes to Chicago Bears, just his reporting, and Caleb Williams was not necessarily wanting to be a Chicago Bear or come to Chicago. Well, Colin did an about-face yesterday on the Herd.
No NFL team, and it's the right side of the ball, will look more different than the Chicago Bears. One of the best receiver groups in the league, one of the most talented quarterbacks, better than average tight end, a running back that can catch. Poles is a former offensive lineman. I like both their tackles. This is the way, this is the side of the ball, and no team upgraded more than the Chicago Bears if you count free agency and their top couple of picks. That I can guarantee.
Oh.
Completely different than you and Jesse talking to Colin Cowherd, talking about the organization going backwards, not a big, doesn't think Caleb wants to be in Chicago, and now he's all in. He has a right to change his opinion, I guess.
Hoodie, it's like we don't have like any like podcast or like digital recording of what was said like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Like nothing existed. No opinion ever came out. He'll lean on, well, since then we've had free agency. Since then we've had the draft. But we knew all that. The Bears were one of two teams to have 7 wins and the first overall pick. The other was the Rams. And after the Rams took Goff, 2 years later, they were in the Super Bowl. And that's what I tried to tell him, too. The Commanders were not in good shape. The Bears were in really good shape, and they have been trending upward. It's just like it depends on which day it is. And the wind blows, and you forget what you say. It's absolutely crazy.
And as we let you go, we loved when you said to Green, he said, I'm hearing all these rumors he doesn't want to be there. And you guys, well, we're not hearing any of that.
Oh, Waddle texted me. I haven't watched Get Up yet. Waddle texted me today that, like, Greeny is saying that the Bears had the best offseason
yes.
of any team. And it was, like, just a month ago that Greeny was yelling that the Bears should have never gotten rid of Justin Fields.
It's our favorite. Like, it's our favorite soundbite.
It's so funny. You go from, like, a month ago saying the Bears shouldn't get rid of Justin Fields to now – the Bears have had the best offseason out of any team, and we've been saying this is the way they should go, and these are the reasons why, and that's why, because, yeah, when you do all this, now all of a sudden you're really pointing with the arrow going up and the future looking super bright.
Have a great show.
All right, boys. Good talking to you.
It is Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie, 2:30 to 6 right here on ESPN 1000.
We have not heard that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh.
I mean.
That's the best.
The best. The best. Can you imagine if it had been draft night the other night and we had traded the pick for the Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
All right. We will have the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day right around the corner.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Man. Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Oh, Cap, Jay Hood, big fan, man.
Bop, 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 bop. Watch out, fellas.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day.
Brought to you by my friend David Flom, my friend Matt Moore, and the great Chicago Cut Steakhouse. And with this beautiful weather, sun shining, good day to be at Chicago Cut Steakhouse, LaSalle, north side of the Chicago River, Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
The Bears roster's better.
Than the Packers?
Yes. Yes.
Your neighbors won't be happy with that.
I don't care.
My God.
I'm going to wear my blue and orange in Wisconsin this weekend, and I can't wait to say, take that, Green Bay.
Okay. You know I'm not there to protect you, right?
Correct.
You understand that. You could say that.
I was
that.
In the gym yesterday. I'm good.
Okay. That's fine, but it's not me.
Well, you're a bigger man and exactly, a tougher man than me.
I'm just saying, like, you might have been in the gym. But and I might have got my steps in yesterday, but it's not the same.
But Friday when I go to Jerry's Bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be wearing my Bears gear. Chasing greatness, baby. Let's go.
I'm glad that you go to that bar early enough Because if it was late and you wore that, you'd be knocked on your ass.
Bear sucked! Yeah! Howard needs some help.
Howard Ankin, 3126 million for the great Howard Ankin.
I got punched in Wisconsin.
What were you doing? Telling Packers fans to take that over drinks?
And that's all, folks.
The Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Again, it's Chicago Cut Steakhouse, baby. Best in the biz. David Flom and Matt Moore's dining creation is on LaSalle on the north side of the Chicago River. Is a must go to.
So we can get this on the podcast quickly, Cap. Joel Embiid and Kelly Oubre missed shoot around today ahead of game five between the 76ers and the Knicks. Embiid with a migraine.
Uh-oh.
So you still like
scratch
Philly?
That play.
Yeah, so what do you
I
want?
I gave that out. I'll switch. I'll give you the...
The Knicks minus four?
No, I'm not going to play that. I'm going to stay off that game.
The total?
Nope. I'm going to give you baseball, courtesy of the Fat Jack. The San Francisco Giants minus 130.
Okay. So no basketball?
Nope. I'm off it.
Okay.
Unless those guys are going to go.
Maybe they will. They just miss shoot around. And so...
What did Oubre miss it for? Get hit by a car again?
Possibly.
Damn.
Wow. Not good.
We thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on Cap and Jay Hood. Our thanks to Shay. Our thanks to Jay Moore. We'll talk to you tomorrow for a Waddle Wednesday.
Look forward to it. Frank Caliendo in studio, baby.
So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago, don't call me baby.